I hope you enjoyed today's selection, and you might be interested to learn that the follow-up album, Matt Uncovered, The Rarer Monroe, is due out on the 4th of June. Until next week, this is Michelle, signing out.
Thank you, Michelle. We hope to be live with Michelle. As we said, she's currently staying in Los Angeles and sorting her things out, so she may be live in person next week. But certainly a young lady who is just going mega ballistic in all sorts of ways. And since Cameron Tilbury said, Jessica Freck, she's a really wonderful person. You should feature her in all sorts of ways, feature reality in all sorts of ways. Hannah, you've been accessing some of Jessica's hors d'oeuvre, her skillful abilities. You know, she's a student doing all manner of wonderful things. What have your thoughts been about Jessica Freck?
I absolutely love her. I've subscribed to her YouTube channel, watched a few of the videos.
Exactly. What's not to... Katie, have you had the Freck experience as yet?
No, I've yet to.
Outrageous. You're in for treats and delights personified. Natasha, Jessica Freck?
I love the song Reality, but I haven't been on the YouTube channel yet.
Love the song Reality, but it's yet to go onto the YouTube. Jessica Freck, an extraordinary person and all-round wonderful soul from Nashville. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yay! Hi. Exactly. This is great stuff. It's quite surreal, actually, because having watched the YouTube videos, you get so used to saying the subscribe song. You know, you'll be better subscribe. Go and subscribe. You'll be better if you subscribe.
It's catchy.
It is fantastic. We're coming round to the 1 year anniversary of the People of Walmart video. I just have to point out that Hannah, a resident of Gloucestershire, which is obviously a fine county in the land of England, you found this a bit scary because of the people that were actually involved with it. Did you not, Hannah?
Yeah, just wondering if they're all in one supermarket or if you've travelled across the Walmarts in America to find them all.
Was this just one supermarket on one day, Jessica?
Actually, there's a website called peopleofwalmart.com, and so I just kind of asked them if they'd allow me to use their photos in this music video, and they're like, yeah, we'd love that.
It's just...
So people actually find the people and take pictures with their cell phone and then upload it to the website.
Now, I mean, I could go on at length about your Harry Potter impersonation, which I find strangely, peculiarly wonderful in all sorts of ways. The elevator song, and of course the classic "How to Actually Cope When You're Desperate to Go and You're Driving a Car and There's Just No Way of Actually Sort of Having a Number One en route." But you know, all of those things pass by. Sarah Bullimore, any quick questions? Because I know you have to leave us shortly for Jessica at this stage. You've heard Reality. I tell you the video for that. I'm going to ask Jessica. You know, was it your brother in the background, Jessica, as the little alien?
That was.
Yeah. He strikes me as a little alien. That's what I said it with Cameron earlier in the show.
It worked perfectly.
He did indeed. And I did think that the notion of actually using that big telescope to spy down on the citizens of the planet Earth and say, I'll have that one, or that it was like a new take on alien abduction. It's wonderful. So it's great. Anyway, Sarah, thoughts for yourself?
Yeah, hi, Jessica. I'll definitely be looking at your YouTube channel. I've just noticed from your sheet that you got funding from it from Kickstarter. Was that really successful for you? Because we're just kind of really starting to look at crowdfunding for all our projects at the moment.
Oh, it was really, really successful. Actually, right now, I'm just filling out all the orders that people did. And what Kickstarter is, it's a website that lets fans fund albums. So for me, being a college student, I really couldn't afford an album. So I was asking my fans for $8,000, and basically they could buy the pre-release of the album, and that would fund the album. And in the end, they gave $28,000. So right now I'm like signing CDs and posters and mailing them.
I've got to say, Jessica, that I saw the video that went out for that. I thought, what's not to love? You know, the checkbook was almost out straight away. I thought, oh, it's already been done. Oh, it's no worries. All great from that sort of point of view. It's fantastic. In fact, you could actually become the voice of a sort of fundraising in every sense of the word. You know,
excellent.
A joint package of Sarah Bullimore and Jessica Freck would be sort of, you know, just unbeatable in every sense of the word from that perspective. The album is available now, Jessica Freck, and Reality from that point of view. I mean, initially I thought, are we talking about a wonderful female version of Weird Al Yankovic? And you're probably far too young to remember Weird Al Yankovic. You're nodding, Katie. You remember?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember Weird Al Yankovic, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, there were ways there, you know, skillful parodies of various other things. Nice to see that Kirstie Alley was so impressed with the Katy Perry parody, which indeed is a classic, Black Friday Night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. She tweeted the whole thing to her 1 million followers, which is probably the most important thing Kirstie Alley's actually done in the last decade in many ways.
Losing weight.
I wasn't going to make a personal line on that particular issue because, you know, it was one of the unanswered questions that I was debating with our Los Angeles director, Phil Leonis, from Chilpack Hollywood and The Truth Is Out There, and, of course, this very show, when he said, after Kirstie Alley actually was Savick in The Wrath of Khan, and then, obviously, Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking To and Cheers, what happened? No, she's obviously tweeting, you know, the world of Jessica Freck to the universe, quite rightly so. But in terms of that, do you see yourself as kind of shifting more to a kind of singer-songwriter scenario? I mean, you play the ukulele, so again, another tick box in the fantastic sort of skills you can actually offer the world. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, songwriting has been the basis of what I live for, and so incorporating acting and comedy just kind of followed through with all of that.
It is actually, as I say, and as you said last week, Hannah, dangerously addictive to actually subscribing to the Jessica Freck. Yeah. Jessica Freck, dangerously addictive, a UK radio station, Siren FM. You can add that. You know, so the Midweek Drive team.
Yeah,
it's worth it. Jessica, if you'd stay with us, because I want to actually talk a little bit more about the whole thing. It's also Hannah's birthday today, and I'm sure, you know, true. It's her birthday show and she's here celebrating with us, etc., and revising for her exams, which is great from that point of view. So we're going to sort of come around to that, but I figured that we could actually go with My Heart. Actually, not My Heart quite literally, because obviously My Heart belongs to the whole sort of Siren team in many ways of the Midweek Drive, and we're not talking about cardiothoracic surgery as yet, but it's one of your sort of earliest scenarios. Would you like to just introduce your song My Heart, Jessica, at this particular moment in time? Over to you.
My name is Jessica Feck, and this is my song, My Heart.
No more wasting myself with every breath. I've come deaf to the beating walls of your chest and the feeling gold. Whichever way it flows, I will go. My heart.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Sarah Bullimore, what did you make of My Heart?
I loved it.
Loved it? Mm-hmm. Hannah?
Yeah, it's a lovely song, isn't it?
Lovely song. Katie?
I really liked it.
And Natasha.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Five out of five. Yeah, clearly, Jessica, it's an outrageous score on that point of view. But we have to ask you, have you heard in Nashville of the phenomenon of Eurovision?
Eurovision?
The Eurovision Song Contest, to be precise.
No, but I think I need to hear about it.
Well, Lord knows we could do with you, because representing Wyoming, or United Kingdom this year, to actually go away from Nul Point, 0 points, which is something we've only achieved a few times in the Eurovision Song Contest history, is indeed Engelbert Humperdinck. Sharp intake of breath from our correspondent from Nashville there. Who is Engelbert Humperdinck? Is it a strange-sounding language? Did Cameron not warn me about this? Did he not sort of prep me for this whole side of things? Very crucial. But you might be pleased to know that representing Russia, obviously part of Europe in the kind of Easter routine, a collection of four grannies, and representing Ireland, two people called Jedward, twins to be precise, whom indeed, Hannah, you've actually encountered.
Yes, I have, yes.
Lots of other exciting. If you use YouTube, Jessica, which I know you do, and just type in Eurovision Song Contest, be careful, because you might need to. It might sort of set your career off on a completely different path. But you know, it's just a line from that point of view. Suffice to say, I don't think Zooey Deschanel, Norah Jones, or indeed Bare Naked Ladies have ever actually considered Eurovision. So there might be an opportunity. I don't know. It's a thought there. Sarah, you're going to have to leave us in a few moments now.
Yes.
But any final questions for Jessica Freck?
I have a very odd question.
Oh, yes.
Your little blurb that we've got here that
it's not just any little blurb. It's
no,
a perfectly
it's a very
formed.
Special it's a, little blurb.
It's the kind of little blurb that if you were a tutor of indeed Jessica at Belmont University, you'd say A+.
I think so in particular, because what strikes me is that you say that you are a self-described coffee house hermit.
Coffee house hermit, yeah.
And I'm loving that because I think that's just like me as well.
Are you a coffee house hermit as well?
Yes.
You see, isn't that nice? We've got coffee house hermits from Lincoln, England, and as opposed to Nebraska, although I'm sure they exist over there as well, and of course Nashville, Tennessee. Coffee house hermits of the world unite. Any other coffee house hermits who wish to actually come out? No, perhaps not.
We need a theme song.
You see, this is the thing with yourself, Jessica. Having watched a considerable number of the videos, I'm thinking every time here she's going to be actually, it's another song challenge. I'm going to be, and the good news is you're going to be doing those Monday morning song challenges again, I hear.
I'm so excited. It started back this Monday.
I did like your description, I think, with one of the magazines on your website, which says it was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies. My baby was my album. Kittens were the song contest challenges. I thought, Celeste Yarnell, they give that. You know? Holistic theme from that point of view. It's true. Right? Okay, let's move on. Thursday, June the 7th. It's a free concert. A free concert! Free! Even in Birmingham, you understand the meaning of free, Katie.
Yep.
Bless. People of Walmart, 1 year anniversary. I've got to actually confirm this, obviously, Jessica, that this is free for people in other parts of the world other than the United States. I know it's difficult to conceive, but you know we do exist out here.
Absolutely, yeah. Nice. On June 7th, it's a free online concert, and it's being streamed via Ustream.
Yep.
So it'll be online, and all you guys have to do is just follow it through your computer. So yeah, the whole UK could join in.
Exactly. 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific time, which technically means about 2 a.m. in the morning, which is great because, you know, for insomniacs who are actually there, check it out. It's worthwhile doing. And, you know, there'll be a whole range of things. In fact, do we refer to fans as Freckies?
Yeah, they started calling themselves Frecky about a few months ago. It's funny to me. It works perfectly, though.
Yeah, it does indeed. And I've got to actually also bring in the notion of the brother. I mean, bless his heart, I know on your latest Facebook scenario, and clearly you're doing this whole thing seriously, I thought, it's a Cameron Tilbury recommendation. I'm going to clearly have to like Jessica Freck, and I've never regretted it for one instant. But we had a request for Jessica to like her brother's video, and it's the one with the nose. And I'm thinking, but he's just nicking all his sister's best ideas, you know, including the actual posture of you can see these comments written down below here. I'm thinking, well, I mean, I know it's all kept in the family, etc. But as I said, but he is your brother. Is he a frustrating child to actually deal with? Or do you just sort of think, well, you know, whatever, there's some genetic connection there?
No, there's a lot of connection. We're good together as brother and sister. And, you know, he's grown up hearing this stuff.
Yeah.
Being recorded in my room.
Yes.
So he doesn't really know any other way to do it.
Bless him.
He's seen it work for me. Yes. So people watch him.
So you're so
and then they relate to me, and they're like, he must be related to Jessica in some way or another, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, so technically, in many ways, Jessica, your brother has imprinted on you, and much like the ducklings used to imprint on Conrad Lawrence, the behaviourist.
Say that.
and I will personally donate £100 to the next Jessica Freck album campaign if I ever hear any other broadcaster actually comment on Conrad Lawrence and behaviourism and ducklings and your brother in the same sentence. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I'm not
going
to do that. Be careful with what you say.
Oh, I think you could do it, Jessica. I'm just thinking, you know, because, you know, looking at some of the other. Jessica, it's been an absolute blast touching base with you itself today, and I think Nashville is the greater for having you in the whole system from that point of view. Incidentally, how do you find Cameron Tilbury? Because, I mean, he's one of our team. We always like to make sure he's well. Is he okay?
Oh, I love him. I met him at a Christmas party I guess it was past Christmas, and then we just kept in touch. He was like, I like your vibe.
That's what Cameron said first time he came into the Siren Studios. Then he left Peterborough and went over to Nashville. Very confusing, but never mind. It's all part and parcel, the whole thing. And we've got to ask the other question. Do you think we can look forward to you coming over to the British Isles and maybe doing a session with, maybe even in the Siren Studio? I mean, you know, there's a trail being blazed for yourself by a whole range of other bits and pieces. Is the European market on your agenda as well?
Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
This is good.
Especially something I look forward to.
And Belmont University, your major and minor subjects are?
Songwriting is my major, and then music business and Spanish are my minor.
Good. Nice to sort of coordinate that whole thing. As I said, we're going to wrap up with reality. It's good for silvery suits as well, because it's just, you know, the whole sort of system, you know, moon, silver suits, the whole range of things from that point of view. But why? Why would you, Jessica? I mean, I need to, before we come to the last two crucial questions here, why would you want to give every child a water pistol? Surely that could be potentially dangerous, you know?
bad case of daydreaming. I was in high school and I was just bored, and that song just kind of came out.
Well, and it's become legendary. It will continue to do so. Viral Hits of the Year continuing. The album Reality is available on iTunes. Just type in the words Jessica Freck, and we haven't even talked about Hyundai, Hyundai, all sorts of other scenarios there. The pronunciation of that Japanese car firm, but you know, bit of program sponsorship never goes amiss on that particular routine. Jessica Freck, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this, your midweek drive debut? Excellent, because I know when Hannah tried to dial you up earlier in the programme, she just got the answer phone. She said, she's not answering. Oh, no. She was there.
I know. Well, the number was like a 13-digit number, and yeah. Then I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, exactly. Those 13-digit numbers, you need to be very, very careful when those 13-digit numbers come through. It's an international routine. I mean, we could have been, you know, claiming to be from the Syrian embassy or actually sort of sending you over to Afghanistan. I don't know. All sorts of things would be there. Why do you having said that? I think you could probably sort out the difficulties over there. So then I take it we could look forward to featuring you again in the very near future.
Sounds great. Yeah, absolutely.
So Jessica Freck will return. It's Reality. The time we actually went to that. A round of applause for Jessica Freck, please.
Aw, thank you.